My name's Bobby.
And I'm Sarah.
And welcome to BS with Bobby and Sarah, the podcast where each episode BS stands for something new as we discuss the world around us. And then we, you know, have a game that's usually about trickery and deceit. And we have a lot of fun. And I try and beat Sarah's score all the time.
Yep. And this time I know I'm going to win. Actually, there's a big prize for you if you win the game today. So this is episode 45, by the way.
And today BS is going to stand for bovine species because don't have a cow, man. Yeah, it's been a while since the last upload, but so what? Who cares? Forget about it.
Yeah, move on, people.
God, that's a good one. But today BS is also going to stand for like baking species or boiling species because one of the things we're going to do today is we're going to have a segment where we are going to talk about fictional or mythological creatures and try and figure out which one would taste the best.
Yeah, so be thinking about that yourself.
Heads up, this episode is very not safe for vegans.
Vegans, yep.
We're going to be talking about cooking animals. Sarah's going to be talking about doing her own little autopsies on little creatures and animals. So, yes. Fair warning.
This is not a PETA, it's not a PETA safe episode.
And if you don't want to listen to any of that and you just want to hear the game, in the podcast description box, there is going to be a timestamp to when the game starts.
There you go.
And just jump right there because the game's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, it will.
All right. And all this talk about animals was inspired by the game because what's it going to be about today, Sarah?
It's going to be about the Call of the Wild, Bobby. And I'm going to play some clips and you're going to listen to an animal do its mating call or just the regular call. Like, hey, what's up, Bobby? Nothing, Sarah. Or Kevin. Yeah, so you're going to have to guess the animal.
All right, we're going to hear mating calls, not safe for work, or more like...
No, they're safe for work. One of them is a little...
I mean, if you work at a zoo, this is not safe. You're just playing horny noises, sexy time noises all the time.
All the animals riled up like, what, what?
Like, I'm trying to think. No, not safe work. NSFW. This time it stands for something, something fornicating wildlife. Ooh. Now sexy time for fornicating wildlife.
There you go.
Wow.
Now sexy time. It's a mouthful.
Before that, I wanted to see like what inspired you to come up with this game.
I was looking up how to like recipes for dog food because I've been trying to cook for my dog instead of like the kibble because I ran out and I was like, let's try and see how you do on just regular people food. And I was looking up stuff and then on the side, you know how they have like those little ads or suggested videos? I don't know why this came up as a suggested video, but there was an animal doing a mating call and it was just like a super weird sound. And I was like, man, I would never expect that sound to come out of that animal. And that's why I was like, oh, light bulb. That'd be a great game for Bobby to guess what that animal is.
And some of them are creepy sounding, right?
Yeah, definitely. Especially because you're a zoology major.
That's right. I studied the animals in college and look what I'm doing right now. Literally nothing to do with animals.
Well, there will
be
today.
My hobbies or my work profession. But yeah, YouTube lists are always the greatest, especially if you have a really creepy thumbnail. And the creepiest animal I have ever seen, I don't know if you've heard of it. It's called an eye-eye, A-Y-E, A-Y-E.
The name does not sound or look familiar.
All right. Well, I don't want to give it too much away because I want everyone to look it up or go to our Instagram at BS with BS podcast because I'm going to post it. It's terrifying. It's like a creepy little gremlin primate. Huge eyes.
Gremlin.
They're nocturnal. But the scariest, creepiest thing is
just no.
One of its fingers is twice as long as all the others. And it's bony. And because it's nocturnal, what it does is it goes around climbing on trees and using that super long finger to just like tap, 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 because it eats bugs and grubs. So it's tapping on wood to see if there's any grubs inside. And just picturing a creepy nocturnal gremlin hairy baby with that long finger, like tapping on your window at night. Rap, rap, rap.
Yeah, that was terrifying. I do know which one you're talking about now, because I remember thinking that finger looked disgustingly terrifying. Yeah, crawling up your walls and just like slowly tappy tap tap and trying to
the same time it's also really incredible how it evolved to have that thing.
Yeah,
and then it uses that little extra long finger to grab the bug out of the little hole in the wood.
How do their wood
it's
holes?
Crazy evolution is crazy. Oh, this just happened yesterday when I was coming back from walking my dog, mm-hmm. right at the base of a tree. She got very excited sniffing around, and I saw like a 3-inch long furry tube.
Caterpillar?
No, much bigger than a caterpillar. It looked like a hot dog that was covered in mold.
And what was it?
And it was a dead baby vole.
No. Yeah. Oh, those are so dang cute.
But looking it up, and first of all, I poked it to make sure it wasn't just sleeping or, you know, passed out, sleeping in the sun, having a nap.
Yeah.
But picking it up and looking at it reminded me of when I was studying animals in college and, yeah. you know, doing
dissections and stuff.
Dissections with it, because it was so tiny, and I remember having to measure it out so that you could write down, okay, the length of the body is this long, it mm-hmm. you know, its tail is this long, and you record all that information. I felt like I was back at doing some science.
I remember taking an animal class too at Harper.
What animals did you dissect? Because I remember in my AP bio class we dissected a pig and I named her Priscilla.
That's a good name for a pig. We dissected a shark, a smooth worm. I definitely remember the shark because it was super oily. It was really oily. And that's when I learned that they have like a bunch of like neuro, like receivers or receptors like on their nose. And that's why when you punch them, it's like it really like distorts them. And that's like the best way to make it go away. Because they're like really sensitive right there.
Yeah, this is a PSA. If you're getting attacked by a shark, like the best way to fight back is to just punch it right in its fucking snout.
Yeah, just boop that snoot real hard.
Yeah, so I just still feel a little sad about the little vole, which at first, it's, you know, springtime right now. Easter just happened, so I got bunnies on the mind. At first, I thought it was like a teeny tiny baby newborn rabbit.
No, I did rescue a teeny tiny newborn rabbit, and it actually happened to be at the base of a trunk, too. We were driving on our way to Grandma's, and there was a stop sign, and we stopped, and there was this big rock that we would always pass, and there was a bunch of crows just, like, attacking the base of the rock. And I was like, what the heck's going on? And then I saw something move, and I was like, oh, haha, they're eating a mouse or a rat. And then I was like, oh no, wait, it's a bunny. And I didn't even tell my dad anything. I just like hopped out of the car and I ran and I grabbed it, and it was a little baby bunny, and I kept it in like a Tupperware, and I brought it over to my grandma's house, and I put like grass and stuff and found some lettuce and some carrots, and I kept it for like a week. But then it was like, you know what, I feel bad. It would always try to escape after I brought it home.
How many crows were attacking it?
It was about 3, I'd say.
Okay, so you saved one bunny, but you killed off 3 crows that died of starvation.
Oh, they did not. They could fly over a whole other forest or peck, you know, each other.
I was cutting my neighbor's grass once, and I was walking through the yard because I knew that they had a dog. So before, you know, I found any landmines, I found in the middle of the yard, which I would not have seen if I didn't do a walkthrough first, a nest of like 7 baby bunnies that had to have been like less than 1 week old.
Oh my gosh, that sounds like the cutest thing. I've always wanted to find one, a little nest, because I've seen pictures of that, of like how they make like a little shallow hole on the ground.
So now another PSA, like walk through your yard before you cut it, because if I had not, that would have been
murderous.
Terrifying.
Yeah, you don't want to kill a bunny. I have that on my conscience. In college, I got a bunny. And so I saved a bunny in my life, and I've murdered a bunny in my life because, okay, I kind of blame the the storekeeper where I bought this, because I bought it at the pet store in the college town. And he didn't tell me anything, nothing whatsoever on like how to take care of it, what kind of shelter, a home to build it, nothing.
Why didn't you do your own research?
I didn't think I had to do research because I've watched cartoons all my life and I know they eat carrots.
Oh my God.
I know, that's exactly what I did. I feel so bad. So I fed this poor little baby bunny only carrots. And sometimes I'd bring it like a piece of celery or lettuce from the cafeteria. And it died like a couple of weeks in from malnutrition, I'm sure.
There were people your age taking care of literal children that they had. And you couldn't keep a bunny rabbit.
I couldn't. I felt so horrible. I still feel really bad because it was one of those, like, it's common sense. Why don't you give it bunny food or something? But I did not think of it at the time.
You were probably too drunk because you were quite the party year in college.
Attack. Yeah, I was. It was still during my party days. So the poor little bunny health was not in my, it wasn't high on my priority list.
Well, this has gotten quite depressing, so why don't I change up the topic and talk about how When I was horseback director at the summer camp I worked at, a girl broke her arm and I almost died from a black Arabian falling on me.
Wait, what?
Which story do you want first? Girl broken arm?
Was a black Arabian person or a black Arabian horse?
Black Arabians are a type of horse.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't know that. Just like I didn't know about the bunny pellets.
Like the food bunny pellets or their poop?
The food bunny pellets. I do know now about their food because after I had that issue with the bunny, in like as I like 10 years later, I was like, maybe I want to get a bunny again and take good care of it. So I read up all about bunnies and how they actually poop out this like very vitamin dense poop pellet, and that they eat it, and to let them eat that, you know, they're not just eating their poop; they're actually eating something nutritious for them.
But it still is their poop.
Yeah, I guess.
It's called coprophagy.
I'm not judging. What's it called?
Coprophagy. It has a word.
Nice.
Common enough that there's actually a word for it.
Oh, whoa. So it's not just bunnies?
No, like dogs eat poop.
Oh, so you mean... Okay, I thought that the little thing was called that. So you're talking about just like the act of animals eating their poop is called that.
Yes. And this whole thing is going to be cut out because this is not... Yeah, potty mouth poop cast.
No, yeah, this is way more that talk.
Well, back when I was 20 or 21, I worked at a summer camp down in South Carolina. Mm-hmm. Because I was studying animals in college.
Yeah.
When the horseback director, who was also around our age, she left early for some reason, so they basically bestowed this title upon me. I'd never really worked with horses before, but mm-hmm. a few stories I remember. One, there's a huge scary black snake in the barn one day.
Ooh,
it creeped me out. I was moving around hay bales. Mm-hmm. It came out. It was freaking out all the horses. I had to kill it with a shovel, and I still feel bad because it was probably eating rodents that were around. But
I killed it
with a shovel, and then I threw it over the fence, never to be seen again. But also, I do remember one time when it was like Parents' Day, the last day of camp session when the kids were coming. There was a very certain way that kids would get up on the horse, and we used this big old tree stump as like a stool for them to help up. Mm-hmm. And you're not supposed to pull down on the horse saddle. You're supposed to more like jump yourself up and over.
Yeah.
But this little... Okay, she wasn't little. She wasn't young or she wasn't little. I'll just say that. First of all, she put her foot on the edge of the stump and then she like pulled the saddle down, but her foot slipped off the stump. The stump fell over and she fell down and she broke her arm.
Oh, she must have hit that arm real hard.
All these little children trying mm-hmm. to ride horses in front of their parents. It was so embarrassing.
That sounds like a lot, though. Like, that's a lot of responsibility to put on a person. You're dealing with giant animals. These things are so, like...
powerful and scary. Yeah. The black Arabian that almost killed me. Between camp sessions, camp counselors were like, hey, let's go for, like, a joy horse ride. Because mm-hmm. I was director, I had to, you know, prepare, tack all these horses, get their saddles on. And
look at you knowing words.
Yeah. There were different types of horses. There was like the quarter horse. One of the horses was like half Clydesdale. He was so big and so dumb, but he was so lovable. No one rode him because he was too stubborn. There was an Appaloosa. Her name was Sweet Pea. She was adorable. And they got these horses from local farms.
Okay.
And we had
like on loan or they?
Yeah. On loan just for, you know, 2 or 3 months mm-hmm. for the summer.
Oh, that's nice.
And we had these beautiful Arabians. And Arabians are like cream of the crop, beautiful horses.
Yeah.
Very powerful. These were so well trained. Normally, you know, you'll see people who have to, on the saddle, like kick their legs to get the horse to go.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Not with these Arabians. Like you squeeze your legs just the tightest amount and they know to go. They want to run. And so I get everyone going up on the trail. I was the last one behind. And
did you squeeze too tight, Bobby?
I think I squeezed too tight, but also mm-hmm. I was in earlier in the day, I had been riding a different horse that needed, you know, more force.
Oh my gosh. This happens to me with cars. Sometimes I brake a little too hard.
And so not only did I squeeze too hard and it wanted to go, it was going to go run up a hill that was like 35 degrees.
Oh, Jesus.
So not only did this horse start to run up this hill at like a 30 degree angle, but then it reared up like on the logo of a Ferrari, just on its back legs. And if I had fallen back, it would have fallen on me and I would have been crushed to death.
To death, Bobby. Yeah. A whole horse.
Beautiful black Arabian beast of like thousands of pounds.
There might be worse ways to go than a beautiful horse falling on you.
The only saving grace is that everyone else was already on the trail, so they never saw it happen.
Wait, that was the best thing?
I didn't say the best thing. I said it was the saving grace that no one else saw it.
Oh.
Because just like someone said, the worst part about parallel parking are the witnesses. Like,
yeah, so the embarrassment. So you would have been more embarrassed.
So if I didn't die from a horse falling on me, yeah. I would have died from embarrassment of like... Or maybe they would have been like, oh, that was so fucking cool. I'm like, yeah, I trained it. I know how to do it. Did I look like a warrior on Lord of the Rings riding into battle?
Because that's exactly what they would have seen. They probably wouldn't have heard your panic. They would have been like, oh, man, Bobby's the shit. He's dominating these animals. He's so majestic.
So horses are no joke. And I don't think I've ridden on one since. Not because I'm scared, just because I don't have the opportunity here. Not a lot of horses around.
Nope.
Well, why don't we get off that and start talking about like fake things, you know?
Okay. All right. Yeah, let's get off that horse.
All right. Let's just start the segment. And I here have a list of a few animals I want to go through. We could talk about the pros and cons of eating this animal, what we think it would taste like, and which one we'd prefer.
Okay.
I mean, we mentioned horses. What's the first mythical creature you can think of?
The first one was Pegasus, because I find them just so magical and beautiful.
Okay. So along the lines, a Pegasus and a unicorn. Mm-hmm. You know, they're kind of like the same thing. Would you eat one? Would you IKEA meatball that Pegasus up and eat it?
Yes, I would, because I think with so much meat.
Oh my God. Think about
the wings, though.
Yes. I was just going to say chicken wing, but a Pegasus wing. You could eat one and it would suffice for like a week. Those things are huge.
Exactly. That's definitely something I was thinking about. But it would have enough meat that it wouldn't be just like chewing on bones for 5 seconds and then next on to the next chicken wing. You know, this is a Pegasus wing. You know, you're going to get some hefty meat out of that.
Also, I feel that Pegasus meat would probably be better than a unicorn, because if an animal has too much muscle, you don't want to eat it. And a Pegasus is flying, which means the rest of its body isn't using its muscles compared to a unicorn, which is, you know, running around.
Yeah, being magical and stuff. Yep.
Being magical and stuff. Do unicorns have magical tendencies?
I think so. Well, I mean, according to Harry Potter, their blood can make you, like, can bring you back from death how do they say it? It would bring you back to life even if you were, like, an inch from death. So it's got, like, life-preserving powers.
Yeah, because I was going to say, if a unicorn does have magical properties, would that also feed into its meat? And would we feel the effects?
That's what I would think. I will say that for my purposes of thinking, yes, that sentence did not make sense. But yes, I believe that it would affect the taste if it was a magical creature. I'm thinking it would probably taste worse the more magical they were.
Oh, okay. So
I don't think it would be that delicious.
Okay. But Pegasus, yes, because all they do is fly.
Is fly. Mm-hmm. I mean, what? And they're really big. Yeah. So you think the unicorn would taste good?
I don't know.
Maybe the horn. Do you think it would be like filled with custard?
That's not an upside down ice cream cone. It's still going to be a horn.
Okay. A churro. Or one of those candy, those hard candy things that we see on a stick, you know, at carnivals and such.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
It's a hard candy and it looks like a twisted... churro or something.
A fancy sucker?
Yeah, one of those.
Okay, that could be. But you mentioned a churro. What is a chupacabra?
Oh, a chupacabra is a mythical creature that the story originates in Mexico, I believe, or in Peru. I don't know. But it's a blood-sucking animal, and it like hunts sheep and goats.
But a chupacabra, isn't it a goat thing? Like, what's a cabra? What's cabra in Spanish?
Oh, yeah. Cabra is a goat.
Goat. It's a blood-sucking goat that sucks on other goats? Nice.
Chupacabra. Yeah. It means sucks a goat. It sucks a goat.
So it's not a goat. It's not a goat. It sucks goats.
It sucks goats. Yes. Chupacabras.
But it's like a terrifying gremlin of a creature.
Yeah, they kind of made it like the drawing I've seen of it actually kind of looks like a person hunched over like in the position of a toad. And it's like sucking the blood out of a goat.
Okay, so yes to eating the chupacabra is what you're saying?
I feel like it would be really burnt and crunchy. Like, that's how I picture it. Like, it would just be very burnt tasty.
Yeah, and because it's eaten blood, it would probably taste like pennies.
Ew!
Like, if you were just sucking on pennies. So, obviously, yeah, chupacabra, no.
Blech. No, I would not eat you.
Okay, other hairy creatures. I'm thinking Sasquatch or Bigfoot.
Ooh, too close to human. That I think that would border on cannibalism.
Okay, that's a good point. It's very humanoid. Mm-hmm. Also, it's from the Pacific Northwest. Yeah. And so it's probably got like that hippie, stanky, not bathing energy.
It's got algae growing in its fur.
And it has too like much sloths. Fur. So we'd have to, you know, burn all that stinking fur off.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. We're a no to Sasquatch, too humanoid.
Yeah. You know what I would do, though? I would use that fur and like as a rug. Because, I mean, how many Bigfoot hunters do you have that would just like die to come over to your house and be like, and lay down on the on a new Sasquatch rug? That I think would feel very elite.
Oh, very elite. Because mm-hmm. it was one of one. There's yeah. only one Bigfoot, one Sasquatch.
Exactly.
And you know what? I think what we just said also applies to the Yeti.
Oh, isn't a Yeti just a person that's like been forever alone in the mountains?
Are you thinking of a hermit? As a person who just goes in the office? Or the office.
That would be my mom.
They just go into the mountains and just live by themselves. Because a Yeti is an ape-like yeah. creature that lives in the Himalayan mountain range. So basically it's the snow version of Bigfoot.
Yeah.
The Asian snow version of Bigfoot.
There you go. Okay, so it's not a human. That's good to know. I learned something. A Yeti. I think one of the mythical creatures, the one with the head of a bird, and then it's got like the body of a lion, or is it the head of something else and the body of a lion? Whatever animal that is that has a lion body and then a head that's different.
Okay, well, there's a hippogriff, which has the head of an eagle, but the body of a horse. I'm wondering if you are thinking of a manticore, which is the head of a human, but the body of a lion and the tail of a scorpion.
Yep, that's what I'm thinking. Because okay. I think you've actually mentioned it, too, in a game.
I would say nothing about that animal do I want to eat. Scorpion tail?
Really?
No. Lion? No, it's a carnivore, so you don't want to eat carnivore meat. And then the head of a human?
Oh, God, no. See, I find the tail might be kind of crunchy, like when people eat crickets.
Which I have done recently.
Like on purpose?
I did. Yeah, not accidental. Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes things fly into your mouth.
No, I went to a super fancy store that was like a Whole Foods, but somehow mm-hmm. more expensive. And they had, crickets, flavored crickets in a bag.
Oh, cool. What flavor did you try?
Chili original? Lime. There was honey, barbecue crickets.
Dang.
And then chocolate covered crickets. And I even brought them to my Christmas family gathering. Have people try.
Goodness. Did anyone partake?
A lot of people did. Of course, it was the chocolate ones that most people tried and liked.
Uh-huh.
Because anything covered in chocolate. I would eat a chocolate-covered manticore.
Tail?
No, the whole thing.
Chocolate-covered manticore tail? The whole thing?
Anything Ooh. Covered in chocolate. Next up, mermaid. Let's talk some seafood.
Oh, mermaids.
Mermaids would obviously taste of the sea. Not of chicken of the sea, but like...
Salty, fishy.
I would cut them up, squirt some limes on it, and I would have mermaid ceviche.
Mermaid sure. ceviche, yeah. That would make a great snack, Bobby. Remember when I thought that was the best snack food?
Yeah, people, that is a callback to a very early episode of the show when I planned ahead and be like, Sarah, let's debate our favorite snack food. And you brought up wanting to discuss ceviche.
My snacks vary from yours.
And then, of course, I was like, oh, you're very bougie and have your maid cook you up some ceviche.
Some ceviche. Maid,
prepare some ceviche.
I'm feeling snacky. Prepare some ceviche.
Maid, I am feeling peckish. I'm ready for my 4 p.m. ceviche.
Yeah, the details. That's what makes it funny.
I would say the only problem with eating a mermaid is it's also very human.
Humanoid. Yeah, I think I would definitely have a problem with the whole very, very human looking person. Like the tail, I could probably do that in ceviche. But then I would be thinking crotch.
Mm, yeah. And
I don't necessarily...
That's a bad thing, right?
Yeah? Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Same page.
I don't necessarily think crotch when I think of just like a regular fish.
Well, you know what? Reason. It would be fishy regardless.
Nah. Bobby. Oh, you went there.
All right. So if we have issues with humanoid mythical creatures, mm-hmm. then I guess gnome and leprechaun, which were next on my list, they're also out.
Yeah. And I would just feel so bad. I feel like that would just be so such bad luck to eat a leprechaun.
Okay. I don't know why. A leprechaun, I'm trying to, oh, it was a little racist. I was thinking it would taste like a potato.
Yep.
Originally, I was thinking a gnome would taste like a potato. Charms. A gnome would taste like a potato because they're, you know, small and potatoes are small.
Yeah, and garden animals.
A leprechaun, no. A leprechaun, I think it would taste, you know, four-leaf clover, green, all that. I think it would...
Like a salad?
Taste like a salad, like some sprouts. Some wheatgrass.
Ooh, or a radish. It would probably taste like a radish.
A radish? Okay. Mm-hmm. I like that. And then a gnome, it's a little stocky little thing.
Yeah.
So it'll taste like other like a root little, vegetable.
Mm-hmm, potato. Like a purple yam. Or a tomato. Like somewhere between a like a yam and a tomato.
That is, I don't even see any correlation. That's like from A to Z.
I'm just thinking gardens, right. Probably. That's why.
Oh, garden like gnome. Oh my god. Doi.
A doi.
I was thinking the Travelocity roaming gnome.
Oh, no. You're thinking a very sophisticated one. No, I'm thinking just your regular old garden gnome. They don't have no aspirations for travel.
Well, why don't we travel over to Scotland?
Ooh, Loch Ness Monster.
Yes, Nessie.
Nessie.
Let's cut her up and eat her. Ooh, would you eat Nessie?
I would totally eat Nessie. Might be a little fatty because, you know, water, it's a big animal. They usually have a lot more fat, especially lakes are very cold.
It's cold up there. First of all, it's cold in Scotland, so it needs a lot of blubber, and fat is delicious. Okay, so mm-hmm. she'd have some good fat on her.
Let's see. I think that neck would just be very tasty. It would probably taste like ribs.
And I don't think Loch Ness is salty.
No. So that way you could flavor it however you want. I'm thinking like some honey Dijon on some meat and fat of the Loch Ness Monster.
But is it still going to be like a thick tuna steak if we eat up Nessie?
Ooh, like some ahi Nessie. Get some soy sauce.
Is that what we're thinking? Or are we thinking more like whale meat?
Well, how would you eat whale meat anyway?
I don't know. Ask the Icelanders or the Japanese. They hunt whales still. I think the Norwegians, too.
Yeah, I feel like they would do some sort of like honey, lemon, ginger stuff. Kind of brighten up the heaviness of the fat.
And that's what you would do as well? It sounds like you're trying to put it in a Thai dish. Ooh. Anytime I hear ginger or lemon, I'm thinking Thai food.
Yep. So am I.
Okay, so I would like some Loch Ness Pad Thai.
Oh, dude, I'm so hungry now.
And that type of fusion is called Skatai.
Skatai?
Skatai. Scotlish. Scottish and Thai food hybrid is Skatai.
Skatai.
Scotty.
Get some Scotty.
Scotty.
Get some Scotty food up here. Skatai.
Now that we talked about all the animals that we're going to eat... Why don't we talk about some animals getting it on?
Getting it on. Yep.
Remind us what the game is about today.
Get it on. It's the Call of the Wild, Bobby. I'm going to play for you some clips of an animal mating call, and you're going to have to give me what it is. I have multiple choice for you, but if you give me the name of the animal right away, you get 3 points. And if I give you the multiple choice and you guess it right, you get 1 point. But here's the thing. Here's the kicker. If you get 16 points from this game, I will give you a honorary master's degree in zoology.
Are you actually going to Photoshop, put up some document that you'll be able to print for me?
Mm-hmm. It'll be a certificate, yes.
Okay. 16 points out of how many questions?
8.
Well, then let's get started.
Thank you. All right. Can you tell me what that animal is?
All right. So at first it sounded crazy. It sounded like a dinosaur. And then I heard pig, and then I heard donkey.
Okay.
That was wild. It was also it was very scary. It sounded like some big beast of a bull. And I know I've mentioned five or six different animals. So I am stumped, and I'm just going to guess lion. Yeah. Out of the five animals I mentioned, I'm going to go with a completely different one.
Okay. It is not a lion, so you don't get the 3 points from that question, but I'm going to give you the multiple choice, okay? A boar, a pig, a raccoon, a koala, a red panda, a moose, or an elk?
Oh my God. Does every single question have eight multiple choice options?
Not all eight, but there is. It's a hefty little list.
I couldn't even keep track. Okay, so I know it's not... I'm not going to say koala. So I know boar, pig. What are the last four?
Raccoon, koala, red panda, moose, elk.
And I'm going to say... I did hear pig. I'm going to say boar. It's a boar.
It is wrong. It is a koala.
What?
That's insane. That was the friggin' sound of a koala.
That's terrifying. Imagine that in the outback.
No.
You just hear that.
I bet the person who first heard that was just like running the opposite direction immediately. So this next one.
You can't fool me. That is the tornado warning siren that I hear. That I would hear, and when you hear that, you have to go take shelter. No, that's crazy. It did sound like a warning signal. That's some type of bird.
Okay, so you get, I was gonna say if you could guess either if it was a bird or a frog, I would give you 2 points if you guessed the right thing. So it's a bird.
It's definitely a bird. There's so many types of birds. Mm-hmm. I could not.
Yes, and I completely understand that.
Is it a lyrebird?
Liar bird.
L-Y-R-E, not liar, like a fibber.
Oh, okay. Fibber.
Guess not.
Defibrillator. No, it is not. I'm going to give you the multiple choice. You tell me what this bird is actually called, okay?
How many are there? Do I need to write them down? Because I won't be able to memorize eight of them.
There's seven.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Okay. Everyone grab your pens and papers.
Yeah, this one is intricate. It's because you have a zoology degree. I had to turn up the heat on this for you.
Okay, okay.
There's a honorary master's degree on the line here.
From the University of BS? Great.
Of BS, exactly. Okay, so here are your options. Bell bird, alarm bird, siren bird, scream bird, wife bird, jail bird, lady bird.
Lady bird. I liked that movie.
It's on my list. I still haven't seen it.
I think you made up some of these. The only ones I believe it could be are alarm bird or siren bird. And I have mermaids on my mind, and sirens and mermaids are related. So I'm going to go with the siren bird.
Oh, Bobby, it hurts me when you're wrong. It's a bell bird.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that sound. When I first played that, I happened to be at Carla's house, and my mom was there too, and they all looked around like, "Oh God, no! What's happening now?" They thought it was an actual alarm.
Yeah, the more I think about it, it's like the National Weather or Amber Alert phone.
Yeah.
Notifications. Yep. You know what? I'm gonna say that bird is misnamed because it didn't sound anything like a bell.
No.
Like at the kiosk desk or concierge, ding that bell.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Some church bells? Uh-uh. I would definitely be more like alarm bird or siren bird, exactly. Or scream bird. But yeah, and then these birds have like this like long goober coming down their beak. It's really weird. It's really long. I actually thought at first that it was like a little snake that they were holding in their mouth, but then it did the thing and it opened its mouth. And all the pictures I found of it had this like long goober coming down its nose.
Two of the members have wattles, W-T-T-L-E-S. It's a fleshy caruncle. What the hell?
I just keep... All these words.
All these words. Okay, we have wattles, we have...
caruncles.
Caruncles. But maybe it's a baby. Basically, it's like a skin flap for like sexual dimorphism. So, you know, like that's a dude. That's a dude bird.
Yeah, it's a dude bird. They're usually the loud ones.
Oh, I will say the white bellbird has the loudest call ever recorded for birds.
Whoa, that's cool.
125 decibels.
Yeah, that shit was loud. That's pretty cool, though.
Question number three.
Here is your next sound.
All right, Sarah, I am not going to need your 14 multiple choices.
Okay.
Because I am confident that that is an elk bugle.
Oh, you get 3 points.
Huzzah.
Have you been around a lot of them?
I've been to my fair share of elk lodges because I'm a 60-year-old man in the Midwest.
6-year-old?
60.
Oh. I was like, what are you, Benjamin Button?
No, Elks Lodge is like a fraternal order of like a social club.
Okay, for old okay. Dudes. That makes it even funnier.
Bringing communities together.
So you are definitely very aware of the sound.
I am aware. I don't know why. It's haunting and beautiful.
It is. Question number 4.
That was it. That sounds like me when I'm trying to hit high notes on Eurovision songs. I just can't get...
I'll play it again.
I just can't get it out of my mind that that is just like someone singing in the forest. So it's hard to think of an animal when I'm picturing myself hitting the falsettos.
Like in the shower, using the reverberation or the reverb from the walls.
Yeah. it's like so angelic. At the same time, immediately the first thing that popped in my mind was some kind of like coyote.
Okay.
Because it almost sounds like a howl.
Mm-hmm.
But then I know that there's, 4,500 different types of monkeys and it could be that. So I'm going to say a coyote for my guess answer.
And it is unfortunately not a coyote.
It was a long shot.
It was. That one was hard. I personally would never guess what this was.
Okay, give me the multiple choice.
All right. Dolphin, lion seal, walrus, orca, gray heron, penguin.
Oh, penguino. No, I don't think it's a penguin. I just wanted to say penguino.
Penguino.
As soon as you mentioned dolphin, I was like, okay, that sounds very sing-songy, a dolphin or an orca. But now the fact that you said you would never have believed it to have been that is throwing me wildly off.
Ooh, even better.
Walruses are huge. And they're like super loud and grunty animals. So maybe that's why you were surprised that it was so beautiful and angelic. I'm going to go. It's so out of the blue for everything else you mentioned. Heron. It's the only bird. Whereas everything else you went watery.
I love how you're thinking this through.
Okay, I will go with heron because I know a loon is another type of bird that has very sing-songy song to it. So I'm going to say heron.
And you were on track with the walrus, Bobby. It's a walrus.
Okay, that's crazy.
And you know what? Like,
the males sound like that.
Mm-hmm. And you know how they do that like whistle sound?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's when I've remembered, like I've seen clips of like walruses doing tricks like at the aquarium and stuff. And they do that like high whistle, like tea kettle sound. And that's when I'm like, oh, that's right. They can reach those like pitches. So that's what like brought me out of the doubt of what that was.
Incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. It was so beautiful.
Number five.
This one is actually during a mating session. So this one's going to be the saucy one.
Oh, I hope everyone's listening to this with headphones. Okay, you can stop. I know what it is.
Okay. I was like, do you get it now? It goes on like that for another minute and a half.
That's me eating Pringles. Now, that is a tortoise.
Okay, I'm going to give you the 3 points because it's a turtle. Oh, yeah, 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 a little tortoise.
Which, the only way, the only reason I know that is because I've seen that exact clip before.
Oh, you have? Okay, yeah. You're just looking up turtles doing it?
All the time, as part of my collegiate studies, of course.
Yeah. The first time I ever heard that, I thought it was someone putting like some sort of audio over turtles doing it. And I was like, that is, there's no way they actually sound like that. But they do. That's the sound they actually make when they're mating. It is ridiculously weird and human.
So I had to get how many points?
16.
All right, so that's physically impossible. So I will stay with my bachelor's forever.
Okay. You keep
your bachelor's. Because I'm a brat, I'm going to quit the game now, because if I can't win, I'm just going to take my ball home and I'm going to take my ball and go home.
Oh, Bobby, no. You can't be a brat. No, no. That's brats suck.
BS. Brats suck.
Okay. Well, I could save them for another game.
Question number 6.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I really want to end the episode because I didn't win.
I don't know.
Thankfully, you wouldn't do that or we'd never have any episodes. Burn Sarah. Burning Sarah.
Oh,
hashtag.
My God. No, that was a sad. Okay, so this next one is not necessarily a mating call, but more of a companion call, like come join me, come play with me kind of thing.
That sounds like someone wearing shorts on a hot day trying to scoot across a plastic chair.
Like a vinyl couch at a diner.
That sounded very tubular, you know? Tubular.
Tubular.
But it didn't sound like a horn, a blaring trumpet of an elephant. But the squeakiness also sounded like rubbing a balloon.
Mm-hmm.
I'll need the multiple choice.
Balloon, baboon, camel, penguin, elephant, moose, lion.
You love throwing in that penguin. Okay, the audio's a little rough, but it does sound like there's a lot of bugs there.
Yeah,
so
yeah, it does.
It's not going to be camel because I'm thinking this isn't a forest, so I'm thinking this is a moose.
'Twas an elephant, Bobby. Yes, I know. When you were saying the whole like tubular thing, I was like, yeah,
tubular, trumpety sounding.
Mm-hmm. Like once you said that, and I listened to it, I was like, oh, it does sound. It sounds like right towards the beginning of when they do the, you know, whatever, you know how elephants sound.
All right, question number 7.
Question number 7, Bobby.
You are so proud of yourself right now.
I am. Except now I'm pissed because it wasn't at the part that I thought it was. I thought it was going to just do the actual, like that part with the words.
No, to properly Rickroll someone, you have to do it at the beginning of the song.
Oh, okay, cool.
Because anytime you Rickroll someone, you send them to that video and that's the beginning of the song.
Yeah. All right, good. Yay, so success.
We just got Rickrolled. I cannot believe this.
Oh my goodness. All right. Here's the next one.
That sounds like some kind of lion or cheetah or leopard. Some large feline.
That's your 3-point answer, right?
Yes.
Okay. It is not a large feline. Oh, my. Excuse me. That almost sounded just like it. So here are your multiple choice. Hippo, alligator, walrus.
Well, I know it's not walrus.
Lion, cheetah, leopard, anaconda.
It's not a cheetah or a leopard because you said it's not a large feline. A gator. I definitely know that they rumble like that. I'm going to say gator. That was a gator.
Well, you get a point because it is gator. It's totally an alligator. And the way they like poke their heads out of the water to do that, it's like their little arch.
But also crazy. While they're making that, you can see on the video, when they make that sound, isn't the water near them vibrating?
Ooh, I didn't notice that. Let's see. Whoa, yeah.
Yeah, it's a weird thing to see, but as they're making that noise, the water on the side of their body mm-hmm. is vibrating from making that noise.
It actually even looks like it's doing a little bubble bath for itself. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's getting all sudsy.
Man, animals are insane.
Animals are insane, and I want to eat all of them, even the mythical ones.
I've actually eaten alligator. It's very greasy.
Huh. Down in Florida?
No, at a Felix and Fingers dinner that they did.
Down in Louisiana?
No, it was at a restaurant in Chicago. I think it was called like Western Territory or...
Why were they serving gator?
I have no idea. They wanted to try something different.
Okay, so it was fancy frou-frou and not like southern food.
Yes. Oh, yes, definitely. It was just fancy frou-frou. Final question. I believe this is the one that made me think of the game.
This is reminding me of my ornithology class that I took. One of the things we had to do, yeah. We got a CD, I don't know, like 70 bird songs. And for some of our tests, he would play yeah. bird calls. And we would have to...
and you had to guess
not
them?
Guess. We were supposed to study. So I still have dozens and dozens of bird calls on my iTunes. And sometimes if I have shuffle play on... All of a sudden, a loon yeah. will start playing, or like a chickadee.
Do you still recognize them, though?
I didn't recognize them when I was studying. I was so bad at that. So so me being bad at this game is definitely reminding me of that class that I almost could have failed if I didn't know bird songs. Like we would,
it's giving you flashbacks.
We would go out in nature and he would hear a bird song and be like, okay, everyone, listen to that. That bird call right there. Question number two, what is that bird? It was crazy.
Oh my goodness.
But a lot of fun. So,
whoa, that would be so much
all
pressure.
That to say, this sounded like a bird sometimes, but then mm-hmm. other times not. So I'm going to need to hear it again, please. Okay. So again? Now I'm thinking it sounded like some type of primate screaming. This is crazy. It's all over the place. When it hits the high note, it sounds like a little girl on a schoolyard screaming because she saw a slug. You know what? I recently heard a story about flamingos in Africa. I don't know if flamingos mm-hmm. make a noise, but I'm going to just... My guess is that it's a flamingo, and yeah, I have to hand back my degree because this is wrong.
This is wrong. You sound so sad, Bobby.
Because I know how flamingo flocks are so big. And imagine if 3,000 flamingos mm-hmm. all just did that at one time. It would like shatter the eardrums of everyone on
so loud.
Savannah. I'm going to need some multiple choice, please.
Is sloth, ram, sheep, frog, marmoset, or donkey?
A ram is just a male sheep.
Do with that what you will.
It's usually the guys show and be like, this is how big and how good I sing. Mm-hmm. For a while, I was thinking it was a primate for a marmoset. But marmosets are so tiny.
They are so litty bitty.
It's gotta be. A donkey. Even though it's not...
Do you want to hear it again?
It's not braying like I expect from a donkey. But it's hitting that high note.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I was... convinced it was going to be a donkey, but upon hearing it again, there's like squawks in the back, which I think are other birds, but none of these are
squawks
birds.
In the back.
Gonna say it's in the jungle, and so that's a fucking frog.
That sounded like a very lonely coyote. It is a sloth.
What the fuck? This game has been such good BS, Sarah. I've never been so humiliated. I'm not even going to return my degree. I need to set it on fire.
Light that
I am going to burn it up and put the video on our Instagram. Who would have thought sloths, first of all, would have had the energy? Plus, it was so quick. I expected it to be like a 30-second call. Wow. I did not even know they made any noise, let alone that insanity.
That's exactly why I was like, this would be a great game, because these animals are shocking with what they do to get it on.
You know what? I think the ones I got correct were ones that I already knew. I already knew elk and I already knew the tortoise. So I didn't, my powers of deduction were completely off today. So fantastic game, Sarah. Thank you so much.
Yay! Yay!
Listeners, did you do any better?
Did you at least get the Rickroll one?
Hopefully you did. These were insane. So thanks again, Sarah.
You're welcome. That was definitely very fun to do. And I would like to thank the listeners for participating. And I actually am very curious how you all did, or if you're shocked at all of any of these animals.
If you are, you can reach out to us. Our email, bswithbspodcast@gmail.com, or our socials, Twitter, Instagram. Same thing, @BS with BS Podcast.
BS with BS Podcast.
Well, on that note, my name's Bobby.
And I'm Sarah.
And this has definitely been some BS today.